The figures in the video are apparently Iraqis, although it's not clear what they're doing or if they're civilians. In any case, they're doomed. Then, once the first two men are disposed of, the helicopter gunner spots a third hiding under a truck. A few seconds later, the Iraqi, now apparently wounded, is spotted crawling away.
Roger, he's wounded. Hit him. Fire hitting the truck. Hit the truck and him. Go forward of it and hit him.
There's been no official U.S. comment yet. The administration here is too busy trying to contain the growing uproar over these pictures, especially in the Arab world. The American strategy is to profess disgust, but to insist these acts of prisoner abuse were the work of an isolated few.
I want to remind the world that a small number of troops who acted in an illegal, improper manner.
A leaked internal military report, though, says such abuses, including sexual assault, were systemic.
Sound and fury.
And the American media, which resisted publishing the pictures for weeks, are now getting aggressive, recalling the president's constant accusations about rape and torture of prisoners under the regime of Saddam Hussein.
And now these photographs and stories show that, in fact, the U.S. military has done that to prisoners in Iraq.
Even the normally cocky defense secretary seemed disoriented today.
It is an exceptional, isolated, we hope an isolated case. And our country is our country, and it is a wonderful country.
Across town, though, senior U.S. senators were calling for a widespread inquiry.
This does not appear to be an isolated incident, and that there are additional reports in Iraq and also Afghanistan.
And dozens of former American diplomats weighed in, too, in a letter saying the occupation of Iraq and George Bush's unprecedented alliance with the right-wing government of Israel has placed Americans overseas in danger.
We know that the Israeli intelligence was operating in Baghdad after the war was over. The question should be, were there any foreign interrogators among those that were recommending very, very bad treatment for the prisoners?
There is, of course, some irony in all this outrage. The Arab countries themselves are generally unsurpassed when it comes to torturing prisoners, and few armies fight a conflict without committing abuses. But the administration here sees itself as leading a global crusade against evil. And after years of lecturing the rest of the world about right and wrong, ceding moral ground doesn't come easily. Neil MacDonald, CBC News.